Egypt may be only hours away from a new leader.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Adrienne Hill and for Steve Chiatakis. There are reports coming in now that Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak will step down in a speech tonight. Reports say he'll turn power over to the vice president. Marketplace's Elisa Roth is in Jordan. She joins us now live. Hi, Elisa.
Good morning.
So the Egyptian economy has been suffering since a protest began last week. Does it sound like Mubarak stepping down will help improve the situation?
It'll really depend a lot on what the new government looks like. Even if Mubarak does step down, it's going to be a while before we really know who's in power, what that means, how quickly and how completely whoever it is, can get the government under control. The protests could continue. The handover to the new government could be very messy. Even in the best-case scenario, turning Egypt into a democracy will take a while, and it could be, as I said, messy. None of those things are good for business. In a way, though, it would be hard for things to get much worse for Egypt's economy right now.
Now, can you explain that? I mean, what is the situation with Egypt's economy today?
It's really pretty grim. One analyst's estimate suggested the instability has been costing the country more than $300 million a day. There were big strikes today for the second day in a row. Everybody from doctors to the laborers at the Suez Canal stopped working, so that brought the country pretty much to a standstill. Hotels on the Red Sea, which are a big source of tourist income, are reportedly shut. The country's been downgraded by all the ratings agencies. The country's currency has been losing value, although government intervention did help it regain a bit yesterday. Foreign companies have been gone for weeks now. Here in Amman, where I am, the place is supposedly filling up with Western businessmen who've been fleeing Egypt in droves.
Wow.
So even if Egypt returned to normal tomorrow, whatever that new normal is, it's going to take a while before the economy comes back.
Marketplace's Elisa Roth in Jordan. Thanks, Elisa.
You're welcome.
We'll have more about the goings-on in Egypt later this afternoon on Marketplace. Weekly jobless claims are out this morning. 383,000 people applied for unemployment last week. The U.S. Labor Department says that's the lowest level in 2.5 years. Some of that dip could be related to the snow that slammed parts of the country and shut down government offices. But it's also a sign that companies, maybe, just maybe, are starting to hire again. Any improvement isn't fast enough for a whole lot of folks out of work. Republicans say government regulation is getting in the way of new jobs. They're talking about that today in Washington. Marketplace's David Gura is here with more. Hi, David.
Hey, Adrian.
So give me some specifics about what regulations the House Republicans are targeting.
Well, Daryl Issa, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, has cast a pretty broad net. Today, there'll be testimony from manufacturers and small business owners, and they're going to talk about what Congressman Issa is calling regulatory impediments to job creation.
Big name.
It's likely we'll hear about the healthcare overhaul, financial reform, and EPA rules. Kurt Bardella is Congressman Issa's press secretary.
We need a robust and expansive debate about what we can do next to try to foster a better environment for job creation.
They've gathered a long list of complaints, 200 letters from companies and trade groups. The White House has come up with a list of its own, regulations it thinks should go, but it's safe to say that list isn't nearly as long.
Now, it's not just businesses and regulations that the Republicans are focusing on this week. They've just unveiled a new trimmed budget. What's the budget go after?
They're trying to make good on that spending cut promise they made on the campaign trail. They want to cut they want 60 federal programs eliminated. There'd be some big cuts to the Department of Education, to high-speed rail. Republicans say their budget would save about $35 billion.
All right, David Gura in Washington. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
And now, let's do the numbers. U.S. stock exchanges are mixed this morning. The Dow is off about a fifth of a percent at 12,219. The Nasdaq and S&P are both flat. Today, the IRS says breast pumps are now tax-deductible as medical expenses, reversing a long-held position. We've also had a slew of earnings reports. The world's largest liquor maker, Diageo, says earnings rose during the back half of 2010. The maker of Smirnoff Vodka says it was helped along by a recovering global economy. Molson Coors Brewing Company, on the other hand, missed analyst expectations. And higher-end grocery store Whole Foods announced strong sales. Apparently, shoppers are buying more brie.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Reputation.com, helping doctors, lawyers, and small business owners monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation Defender is now Reputation.com.
The Super Bowl is over, but pro football fireworks are just getting started. A showdown is shaping up between NFL team owners and players. The league's collective bargaining agreement expires next month. Later today, the NFL Players Association will discuss what a lockout would mean to the rest of us. Stacey Vanek-Smith has more.
The NFL brings a lot of money to a lot of different businesses. There's billions in ad revenue at stake for TV networks, hundreds of millions in ticket sales. Then there's the merchandising. Take Electronic Arts' wildly popular Madden NFL video games. EA's scored more than $3 billion on the Madden game franchise, and a lockout would shut that down.
Every year, they're putting out a new video game that has all of the updated players with their teams and their skill sets.
Robert Bauman is a sports economist at College of the Holy Cross. He says fantasy football would also get spiked, and that industry has become an online advertising mammoth.
Depending on whose numbers you believe and what you want to count as a fantasy football dollar, you could be getting up into the billions, certainly.
An estimated $5 billion. But Bauman says the little guy would take the biggest hit. He says restaurants, hotels, parking lots, and other small businesses that cater to football fans would bear the biggest economic loss of a football lockout. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
And finally, Fashion Week begins today in New York City, and there'll be a surprising accessory on some of those catwalks. The fanny pack is back. According to the Wall Street Journal, Diane von Furstenberg will start selling a hands-free bag for $325. Prices skyrocket from there. Hermes will sell its version for more than $4,600. A far cry from the $7 neon pink fanny pack I sported back in the 80s. Or maybe not. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
There are two economies in Egypt, one for the regular folks, one for the dictatorship.
Being in control of key political portfolios does give you a tremendous advantage when it comes to setting up business deals.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the law of corruption, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.